He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful, hallelujah, somebody, and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. He will not always struggle with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished according to our iniquities. Hallelujah, church, we serve an awesome and mighty God. As the word says, who is merciful and gracious. No matter what you're going through, his grace is sufficient. Father, we come this morning, glory to your name, Jesus, and we want to say thank you for your grace and your mercy. We want to say thank you for your unexplainable and unconditional love. We want to say thank you, God. Yeah. We want to say thank you. And we will not forget all the benefits that you supply to us. Day in and day out. Dealing with heartbreak. We may be dealing with children issues. We may be dealing with a job issue. But our God is merciful. Hallelujah, God. And he's gracious. And God, we give you glory for another day that you've let us see.
Thank you.
That time changed. But your love will never change. That time changed. But you are forever the same. And we say thank you this morning, God. We say thank you. We say thank you, Father. We say thank you, Father. God, if I had 10,000 tongues, I know for myself I couldn't thank you enough. So this morning, I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you woke me up on this side. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we have a reasonable portion of health and strength. That we woke up cold this morning. That we woke up with a light mind this morning. Hallelujah, God, we want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord. God, I love you. I adore you. I appreciate you. God, I'm so grateful. Now, Father, I ask you to hide me behind that cross. That your people will see none of me, nor hear any of me, but see all of you, God. That your word will change someone's life this year. Hallelujah, God. No matter what they're going through, you may never change it, Lord. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in thy sight, oh Lord, my strength. And truly you are my redeemer. And the people of God said amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I sat back there in the back last Sunday. And I heard Pastor, when he said his title, realignment. But then I went back a Sunday before that, and he said, changing positions. And I stood up and I said, oh Lord, you got Pastor in a series there. Yes, yes. You know, sometimes you got to change the lane in order to get realigned. Right. Hallelujah, you got to move to realign. You can't stand still and expect a different result. I went home and I began to pray. I'm trying not to cry because the Holy Ghost is working. I know why.
Jesus!
Hallelujah, God. I said, Holy Spirit, now you're going to have to keep me in line with my pastor. I don't want to break the flow because you got something going on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's how vigilant we got to be. We just can't come and sit in a seat and think everything is going to be okay when we leave. We got to go home and ask the Holy Spirit to give you revelation of what was said and how it was said and how it applies to you. You know, Pastor and I can preach Sunday in and Sunday out, but you got to get something out of it. You got to go home and revel in that word. You got to go home and labor in that word so you can get an understanding of what God has for you. That Monday I looked on Facebook and Brother Leonard, I was trying to say your name without calling you Bucky, but Brother Leonard recapped that sermon so well. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. That showed me that he got his nugget. And when he got his nugget, he went home and he polished that nugget so that he can grow and be elevated. That's what it's all about. An elevation in God. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. I don't know about you, but I told Pastor, I said, it kept all I had is not to run around this church. All I had. Because the Spirit of the Lord was moving. The change was taking place. The realignment was in line with what God had in store. Glory to God. So when he took me to Jonah, we don't preach Jonah a lot. All right,
come on. Teach us.
He took me to Jonah. Glory to God. The first chapter and the third chapter, just three verses. Jonah. Hallelujah, son. Jonah, the first chapter, verses 1-3. The word of God says, the word of the Lord came to Jonah. The son of Amittai.
Yes, sir.
Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it. Because its wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed to Tarshish.
That's right.
He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for a port. And after paying his fare, he went aboard to sail for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. Then he took me right over to chapter 3, verses 1-3. It said, then the Lord came to Jonah a second time.
Yeah, do that.
Lord Jesus. That was a get up from the table and just shout a minute. You know, we always say, you're God of a second chance. And that just let me know the word backs up what God is doing in your lives. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. Glory to God. Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh. Now, Nineveh was a very important city. And the visit required 3 days. The topic God gave me to line up with my pastor, I had to get down from the table again, do a little shout.
All right, all right.
Because when God lines it up, he lines it up right.
Amen.
He said, shifting gears.
All right, man. Hallelujah. That's all right.
I thank God for my kitchen. I'm just going to tell you, I thank God for my kitchen. Shifting gears.
Let's see now.
And it brought back to my mind when I first came here. And I don't know why, but Pastor and Lady Sutton was sitting there and we had prayer.
Yeah.
And Lady Sutton said, I said the word shift.
Yeah.
And she said, your face. If you'd have seen your face, I don't know what it looked like, y'all.
Mercy.
That brought that back to me. When God said, shifting gears. And then, like I said, he showed me pastors two sermons. And I'm a note taker.
I am too.
And what he said is shifting is operating. And when we change our position, change our attitude, change our thought process, then we are realigning how we handle things, how we handle difficulty situations. We're realigning how we handle God's people.
That's right. Woo! Teach the word.
Woo! Because no matter how we size it up, we're all God's people. We're not all God's children until we accept Jesus as our Savior, but we're all God's people.
Yes.
I may be dirty, looking ragged and tiny, but I'm still one of God.
Yes, you're all.
So how you handle me when you come to me with your Jesus?
Come on.
Allows me to make a change in my position. Realigns me with God's word. So I can shift gears.
Talk about it, Pastor.
But as Reverend Acker used to say, if you come at me crazy, you might get crazy. And there would be no change. There would be no realignment. And I wouldn't be able to shift gears. But since we're all God's people, and we proclaim as children of God to be just that, then we should take care of all God.
Preach the word.
No matter how I look, I may not wear my hair up every day. I may not wear a fine dress every day, but I'm still one of God's people. Come on, somebody. I don't know where the Holy Ghost is going, but I'm riding. I'm in the car with him. And I'm going to ride as long as he's with me. And when he says sit down, I'm going to sit down.
Yes, yes.
Glory to God. We're all his people. And he can and he will use whomever he chooses to use. Look at him. And because he can and because he will, there ain't nothing you and I can do about it. Who he uses and how he uses them and when he uses them. It is all right as long as they line it up with the word of God. Come on, somebody. You didn't call me. You didn't choose me. So don't think you can make me. That one's free. That was for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Everybody. I'm going to use some broken language, children. Y'all don't use this kind of language. Ain't, isn't.
That's right. Hey.
We're simply not on the same level.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Everybody's not on the same level when it comes to your walk, your talk, and your labor with the Lord. So you can't treat me no different. I heard Reverend Goldsmith say one time, when you're on the football field, you're playing as a team. When you're on the baseball team, you're playing as a team. When you're on the soccer team, you're playing as a team. So when you're on the field and on the battlefield for the Lord, we got to operate as a team and all to bring down the enemy. Because if you start shooting me in my back, I'm going to fall. And the arrow's coming at you because I done failed. But if we're walking side by side, arm in arm, marching for the Lord, on the same team. Glory to God. I may not be on your level, but I'm still on your team. I may not talk as eloquent as you do, but I'm still on your team. I may not be as Because the Bible says the issues of life. Glory to God. The issues. And what came up to my mind, I know I'm going to talk a little bit now. Just pray for me. Was Tina Turner. I love Tina Turner. I'm just going to tell you, I love Tina Turner. And if you watch the movie, she went through some stuff. And she told her story. Hallelujah. And she gave her testimony. And then God took me to 2 Corinthians 4 and 8. He said, we are hard pressed on every side, but we're not crushed. We are perplexed, but we're not in despair. We are persecuted, but we're not abandoned. We're struck down, but we're not destroyed. See, Tina took a shift.
Yeah.
I went back to my notes, Pastor. You see, Tina acknowledged that what she was wasn't working for her.
You gotta do it.
She accepted that she needed to make a move. And then she responded to make that realignment. I don't know if you know anything about her, but she left with nothing. Not even her own stage name. You see, God, Ike had trademarked Tina Turner. So she had to buy back her own name. But she made that shift because she knew she wasn't going to survive if she stayed where she was. I stopped by to tell somebody, on your walk with God, he doesn't expect you to be on them forever. He wants you to move to the feet so you can shine his people to your highest and to your fullest capacity. He don't want you to stay small forever. Even a baby grows up, he wants us to mature in his word. Pastor said you gotta acknowledge it. Sometimes we don't acknowledge where we are. And then we want a different result. Staying in the same mess. And we want a different result. Well, that's a definition of insane. Come on, somebody. I'm just speaking the truth. That's what we don't like. We don't like the truth. We want to sugarcoat it with peanuts on it. I ain't got no sugarcoated peanuts for you. I got the truth. The word is the truth that will set you free.
That's the word.
So when you acknowledge where you are, you accept the situation and begin to make a move. You're responding to it. You're beginning to make a move. God's going to be going to make a move. That one step you take, God's taking two. That two steps you're making, God's taking three. And when he gets you at full capacity, he wants you to slow down just a little bit. Bring it down to you. I want to stay with the Holy Ghost. See, there are times we're going to have to shift gears. And we start in low gear. I can't drive a straight line. But this is from the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Somebody need to know you have to start in low gear. And all the maneuver to high gear. And then there are sometimes you have to come back down from high gear to low gear. And see, when you come back down, God got some more instructions for you. And he tell you, I'll tell you when to shift at the right time. I'll tell you when to move at the right time. So you can ride a little longer. Sometimes I'm going to have you riding in low gear. And sometimes I'm going to shift you up and have you riding in high gear. Then I'm going to break you back down so you can rest in me. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, somebody. So we have to shift gears. We have to shift gears sometime. And when we look at Jonah served during the reign of Jeroboam II in the northern kingdom. And then he served with Uzziah in the southern kingdom. He was an active prophet to the northern kingdom of Israel. You want to check that out in 2 Kings, the 14th chapter. However, when it comes to our text in the book of Jonah today, he's dealing exclusive with an assignment from God to a foreign nation that Jonah didn't particularly like because of their wickedness. The scriptures in the chapter 1, God tells Jonah to go to Nineveh and preach his word. But Jonah is reluctant to give a mission. He found it very distasteful. Now notice that Jonah, who didn't want the people to be forgiven. That's just it. And like Jonah, we sometimes don't want to do the things that God tells us to do.
You tell the truth. You tell the truth.
We don't want to go the places God wants us to go. And sometimes we find ourselves turning and running.
Quickly.
But it's better to obey than to defy God and run. Come on, somebody. But I found out, in spite of his defiance, in spite of his bad attitude, we have a God that in his mercy will give us another chance to get it right. You see, Jonah boarded that ship, headed in another direction. But when the storm came up and the people began to mumble and grumble, the Bible said Pastor Jonah acknowledged that he was the cause of the great storm. And not only that, he accepted the responsibility. I'm letting y'all know our pastor gave a word that dug deep. He acknowledged that he was the cause. He accepted the responsibility and said, Throw me over. Just throw me over and everything will be all right. How many of us will step out of the way to let someone else do the work of God?
Hallelujah.
I'm going to teach that season in one of these years. There's a season for everything. You don't have to stay the head of this and the head of that for 40, 50 years. What you're supposed to be doing is bringing someone up with you. That's the shift. You make room for somebody else. You got to make room for someone else to grow. My.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, just like God spoke to Jonah, he speaks to us to tell us it's time to go. But that old self said, well, I ain't ready.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It ain't about you. Because somebody a little younger than you are may have a different way of teaching. It's just the same stuff. It's just a different way. You got to reach every generation. You can't stay in one place just because you want to stay. You got to operate in the will of God, in the way of God. Come on, somebody. You see, hallelujah, somebody. Jonah acknowledged and he accepted. And then he responded. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Jesus. Hallelujah. Y'all know we've been kicking the screen. Y'all know it. I'm just telling you. We've been kicking the screen. But he responded. He just went on over.
Hallelujah.
And the storm ceased. But look at our God.
Look at our God.
He sent this big fish to swallow up Jonah. And what I got in there, Pastor, when the fish swallowed Jonah, it didn't harm Jonah. I don't see nowhere in that text that it say it bit him, it scarred him, it broke a bone. It just said it swallowed him. Jesus. Well, look at Jonah. In chapter 2, the Bible said, in my distress, Jonah began to pray. Jonah began to pray. You see, sometimes we just want to pick up the telephone, call and tell everybody everything. But the Bible said Jonah began to pray. Now look at Jonah. Jonah's in the belly of a big fish. And Jonah had the presence of mind to go to the Father. He cried out in his distress. And he said, the Lord answered him. Not only that, he said, I'm in the depths of my grave. I need help. And he said, he listened to my cry.
Yeah.
That lets me know God acknowledged Jonah's prayer. That he accepted Jonah's prayer. Here we come. Somebody say shifting gears. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. 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 I tell you all the time, that's why God don't let me mess with my sermon, so I had to get some. Because I was sitting at the table this morning, and he said, listen, shifting gears. It's to start thinking or acting in a new way.
That's right.
I said, look out. Changing, shifting gears. It's starting to think or act in a new way. In theory, changing gears or shifting gears is about using the power in a different way. You see, when you think about your car, you think about the engine when you're changing gears. It's to match the condition of the driving condition. Notice I didn't say match the driver. I said the driving condition. But when it comes to us,
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our Savior uses it the same way. What the Lord said, when you change or shift your gears in His power. I'm talking about Jesus' power. I'm talking about the redeeming power. I'm talking about the resurrection power. When you shift gears in His power, He matches the condition that you're in, and He changes your condition. I wrote shout right there with an exclamation point. Because I had to shout. Because He'll change your condition when you shift the gears. You see, God knew that the people of Nineveh needed His power, needed His word to make the shift in order for the change and the realignment to come. Glory to God. Glory to God. So that's when He took me to chapter 3. And He said, then the word came to Jonah a second time. And when you drop down to verse 3, it said, Jonah obeyed the Lord. Hallelujah. When the Lord speaks to you and He tells you which direction to go in, and when you begin to obey, hallelujah, your shift comes right along. When you shift gears and obey God, hallelujah, somebody in your spirit, man, hallelujah, glory to God, you ought to be able to shout, I'm blessed, hallelujah. You ought to be able to shout, I'm an overcomer in Jesus' power. You ought to be able to shout, I'm more than a conqueror in Jesus' power. Hallelujah, somebody. When your ship to that power called Jesus, you ought to be able to tell somebody, I'm the child of the Most High King. I'm the apple of His eye. He loves me. Yes, He does. Why? Because He's pure love. When you shift gears, hallelujah, you ought to have a different shout. You ought to have a different attitude. You ought to have a different walk. You ought to have a different talk. When you shift gears, Pastor told you, you change position. When you shift gears, you ought to be able to realign and change lanes. When you shift gears, you ought to be able to hear God more clearly. When you shift gears, because you're walking in the power of Jesus Christ, and that blood still has power. Hallelujah. That blood still works. Hallelujah. 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 God wants you to know the shift won't hurt you. It'll only elevate you. The shift won't hurt you. It'll only elevate you. Hallelujah. The friends you might lose in that shift, don't worry, because someday you'll be able to witness to that friend. Just keep shifting with God. What we're supposed to do is plant the seed. Hallelujah. We have the power in our prayer to go back and water that seed.
Hallelujah.
The shift won't hurt you. It won't hurt you. It won't hurt you. My first sermon was John the 15th chapter. I know John, my favorite person. Can you stand to be pruned? Every now and then you'll have to be pruned. Every now and then you'll have to let the gardener of all gardens clip away. You see, when he clip away the dead leaves, the dead limbs, that gives you room to spread and grow. It's not about him taking anything away from you. It's about you growing and elevating in him. Glory to God. Can you stand to be pruned? Can you know that the shift won't hurt you? God is looking for a prepared people to do a prepared work. In order for him to prepare you, sometimes he's going to have to prune you. God loves his children. And sometimes he has to chastise us. Sometimes he has to take some stuff away from us for us to get where he wants us to be. But sometimes when you go in that low gear, he's just bringing you down so he can speak to you a little bit longer. See, because when he brings you to the low gear, you should be on your knees. And you should be able to lay your head in his lap and begin to talk to the one that's able to do exceedingly and abundant above anything you think or ask. And when he brings you back up, you won't do that. Hallelujah. But he'll bring you up to a level that he'll be able to work with you just a little bit more. Hallelujah. Well, now he said, look, you're going to stumble and fall sometime, but I still pick you up. Let you know that if you give it to him, truly give it to him, truly, truly give it to him, the light shall shine, and you shall know that he's working it out for your good. It may look like that right now, but if you give it to him and turn it loose, the light that you see next will be the hand of God moving on your behalf. I don't know who you are, but I want you to know God is already on it. He's working it out. He's working it out. He's working it out. And the reason you're sitting on it is because you're overthinking it. The reason you're stuck there is because you're trying to handle it. The reason that you're still working on that situation is because you won't turn it loose. Turn it loose! And let God do it. Turn it loose! And let God do it. Let God do it. Woo! Position change is already working. The realignment is just in place. So you now you gotta be able to shift. And every time you shift, you're walking the way God wants you to walk. You're making room for others to come. You're making room for others to work. You're making room for God's will to come. Hallelujah, God. God loves us without a doubt. And that love is unconditional. And when you really think about it, when you really get down and place your body in the bosom of God, you will understand it's unexplainable how he can work things out for you if you just let it go and let God work it out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. We're starting the series. I don't know how you're going to end it, but anyway. Hallelujah. I thank God for you. And I thank God for the word that has truly resonated in my spirit. Y'all realize that I talk to myself a lot in order for me to give what God. And then God, I allow the Holy Ghost to have his way because he knows what you need better than I would ever know. And I don't pretend to know. I can tell you right now, I wouldn't be standing here if it left up to me. But praise be to God, and I give him all the glory that he's so worthy. There may be someone here that's stuck. I'll let you open the doors of the church, but there's a stuck. There's someone that's maybe stuck somewhere. Hallelujah. And just need prayer. Come. And don't be ashamed. But if you are where you are and just want to give it to God unspokenly, I'm okay with that. But I tell you, there's nothing like the elders praying for you. I'm just